Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for Triple Option. Want to tell everybody at 4:35, the head coach of the Raging Cajuns, I know Charlie's happy about this, Matt Deggs, will join us talking about the Cajuns as they host Marshall this weekend. They had a 16-game winning streak snapped last night by the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, and we'll have Matt on talk to us about what's been the key to their success for the Raging Cajuns. This is our Inside the NFL Draft segment, and it's brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. Charlie came up with this four guys that I think are going to get picked higher than a lot of people, maybe media-wise, or if you look on the internet, have them ranked. And so we'll give you their two on offense and the two on defense.
Yeah, I like it. Let's get started with the guy that will probably be picked first out of all of these players, and that's Oregon wide receiver Troy Franklin, a guy that you really like, Mike. Maybe he's not a top four or five receiver prospect, but when there's going to be about six receivers taken in the first round, the speedster from Oregon could be one of those guys that squeeze in the back end of it.
He might squeeze into round one. Great foot speed, elusive, catches the football so clean, out front with his hands. He's not the biggest guy. He's not this thickly built receiver, but man, he can roll downfield. Outstanding foot speed. The last 2 years at Oregon, he's caught 142 passes. 23 of them have been for touchdowns. Last year, he averaged 17.1 yards a catch. You saw rotation coverage. You saw double team coverage on him. He still got open. Now, one thing he can do, he can take a 5-yard pass and turn it into 25 yards real quick. His first step elusiveness and quickness is really stands out for me. In another draft class, Charlie, we'd be talking about a pick probably mid-20s, easily. Now, I think he might sneak into round one. He won't go too far in round two if he's still there. But a big play receiver that a lot of people think he won't go in maybe until late in round two. I think he's a possible first-round pick and a probable early second-round pick.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. I don't think, for me, he's probably the sixth guy, maybe even seventh on the board for receivers, like behind obviously the big three with Marvin and Malik and Rome. But then after that, you have Brian Thomas Jr. I think A.D. Mitchell I would put above Troy Franklin. I think it's kind of close. And then Troy is maybe that next guy for me, with guys like Xavier Legette and, you know, Keon Coleman and Xavier Worthy all kind of in that. Yeah, exactly.
Keon Coleman.
Right, mm-hmm.
All those guys. And
it's
again,
a stacked receiver class, Mike.
It's really, really good. And then our second guy, I saw him play high school. He was a quarterback at Temple High School in Texas. Jared Wiley at tight end. And, Charlie, I think he's pushing the envelope here, that he may well be the second tight end to come off the board. Brock Bowers is a surefire first-round pick. Most likely, you know, I can't see how the Jets, if they keep that pick, don't pick him at 10, but I think he'll be.
I still could see the Jets taking an offensive lineman, Mike. But
they could. But I mean, whatever. He'll be a top 15.
Yes,
pick.
I agree 100%. If he gets to 15, we've talked a little bit about it, that, you know, the Colts won't pass up on him and pairing him with Anthony Richardson. And then even if the Saints, I mean, if he's there at 14, the Saints would have to heavily consider getting a guy like Brock Bowers. But as far as Jared Wiley goes, that's interesting, Mike, because basically every kind of board I've seen has Jatavion Sanders from Texas as like that number two guy. And we've talked about how this isn't really a strong tight end class. It's Bowers and then a giant gap. Like last year, there were all these guys that could have been first-round picks. A couple of them went in the second round because of how many great players there were at the position that they kind of got pushed down into the second. This time around, you have Jared Wiley from TCU being a guy that could sneak in as that second tight end taken.
Well, it's hard to miss him out on the field. Mm-hmm. Well, he's 6'6 plus. He's a tall drink of water. Man, he's a nightmare mismatch downfield. Last year, he caught 47 passes. 520 yards of his 47 catches, 8 went for touchdowns. He averaged a little more than 11 yards a catch, but really developing his skill set at the tight end position. He's more of a flex guy, but, man, he is a tall guy who can flat out run for a big man. He's two-step fast, and not the first step, but the second one. He's going downfield, and then – how do you match up against Wiley with that size and that frame? Red zone, short yardage area. He's a guy that I think can really, really excel. And a lot of scouts are really excited about him. And I know on at least a couple of NFL boards, he's the number two guy.
Moving on to the defensive side of the ball here, Mike, we got two players you want to talk about. Michigan's Mike Sainristil, who's a cornerback, could play in the slot in the NFL. He's kind of the nickel guy. And we've talked about the importance of nickel cornerbacks in the modern-day NFL. And yet still, these guys are falling into like the third and fourth round.
He ain't falling.
But this is a guy from Michigan. Mike, you don't think he's going to go that far?
No, I think he's a top half, second-round pick. He's a smallish corner at 5'9", a little bit of change. Former wide receiver, and actually played some wide receiver for Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. And finally made the switch full-time to cornerback. He's played in the slot. He's played out wide. Good foot speed. Man, he's just so smart. He times his leaps really, really well. He picks up the football quickly in flight. His ability to plant and drive hard to the football, really impressive. So he is technically really strong. You see it in his game. He's fearless, too, for a smaller guy. He'll come up and make a play in run support. And I think he's a guy that could well go in the top 10 picks in round two.
And Michigan was an elite defense last year. Obviously, Mike Sainristil was a part of that. Same thing with Florida State, their final player that we're going to talk about here. They had a great defense. And the anchor of that interior defensive line, Braden Fisk, who, Mike, you and I are both very high on. Yeah. I think that he is a really, really strong player. He's pretty tall. Like, it's a little bit atypical for the defensive tackle position. But, man, he's a force on the interior. And he was in college for so long. He's coming out as an NFL-ready prospect.
Yeah, you know, he's starting out at Western Michigan. He almost went to LSU. And then at the final moments decided Florida State was a better fit for him. So he became a Seminole. And he's a bit of a tall cut guy, but he plays low. You can tell he's worked with somebody, show him how to, you know, keep himself low and not give up that big upper body for people to get into and sort of move around. Really good in run support. I love his ability to run the field in the chase down mode. He finds the football extremely quickly, really, really quickly, and where the ball is, the ball carrier, and he's a solid interior pass rusher. He gives you that ability to push the inside pocket, not always a sack, but he takes away the launch pad of a quarterback that he wants to step up and make a throw. Braden takes that away from you, and I think it wouldn't shock me. Some team pick him late in round one, are very, very early in the second round, similar to Troy Franklin. I think he's the defensive version of Franklin.
Wow.
That he could end up going in round one. If a team who picked a little bit later in round two said, I'll never get a shot at him. I'm not going to pick him. Let me make a maneuver up to get him and maybe have to go in round one to do it.
Interesting. Yeah, Mike, I've only seen him basically as a second-round pick, but you think he could kind of sneak in at the very end there?
I think he could well
sneak in. There's a couple defensive linemen that I think he's going to have to kind of contend with for sneaking in at the back end of the first round. Like, I think that we talked a little bit about some of those late-round edge rushers like Chop Robinson from Penn State and stuff like that. Just generally, Byron Murphy's obviously going to be a first-round defensive tackle. It's a pretty interesting idea, but, you know, Braden Fisk, regardless if he's a late first-round pick or, you know, early to mid-second-round pick, I think whoever gets him is going to be getting a really solid NFL-ready player.
And you'd have two Seminole defenders going round one.
Yeah, him and Jared Verse.
Okay, that's why you won as many games as you did.
Their defense was nasty, Mike.
Your quarterback situation really got ugly late. Now, I get that part, but, man, they could play some defense. So that is our Inside the NFL Draft segment. It is brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.